is how the story goes. You reeled me in, you let me go. And once upon a time I said I won't be fooled again. And then the catch, and then release. And with a blush of disbelief, you reeled me in, you let me go. And this is how the story goes. You know your magic, baby. You know you're fine. Yeah, once you shine me off. Yeah, once you shine.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Club Kingsnake Web Radio. This is Jeff Berenger, and today we have Casey Hess from the Burden Brothers as our special guest. How are you today, Casey?
I'm doing great.
You guys are right in the middle of a tour right now, but I understand you've got a week's worth of downtime.
Yeah, it's around a week or so.
How's the tour going for you so far?
It's going good. We're hitting a lot of markets and just spreading the word about the new single and the brand new video, and of course the album Mercy, which was released October... it was Halloween of 06.
Now, I've been listening to Mercy for a while now, a bunch of the tracks off of it and off your first album. How have the audience has been responding to your sound?
Well, we've been playing in front of so many different types of audiences. We went on tour with Breaking Benjamin and with Hinder. You know, they're different kinds of bands. It was a blast to just win over their crowd. At first, you know, there's some head scratching, and then towards the end of it, it seems like everyone kind of lets their guard down as far as the audience goes. And then afterward, we hang out around the merchandise table and just meet people, and that's what we do, is have a couple of beers and get to know the audience and, you know, sell some merch. But, you know, we're kind of fortunate. It's been going pretty well. People have been receiving it and kind of digging on the theme of the album, which was the band just kind of took a chance and did what we wanted to do. So, yeah, we've just been on the road doing that, geez, since the fall.
I missed your show earlier this year when you came through and played Antones, but you're playing Stubbs this weekend. That's a much bigger venue. How's Austin treated you guys?
Yeah. Austin just treats us dynamite. I think 101X was the first station to pick up Beautiful Night, even when it was a demo, when there really wasn't much of a band. It was just, you know, Taz and Baden just banging out some tunes. And so, you know, we're always excited to hit Austin. They treat us great down there, and we know it's going to be a great show. It's a great lineup, so we're really looking forward to it.
Where are you going on the back end of this tour? What's next after Austin?
See, after Austin, we're hitting around Houston. We're playing a crawfish festival, and we're going up to Charleston, South Carolina, Atlanta, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York City, Boston. Yeah, you got it. Pretty much all the East Coast, and just sort of trekking down, I guess. Jeez, Toledo. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the calendar.
Trying to figure out when you're going to see the house again.
Yeah. There's a couple of dates. I think Indianapolis was maybe rescheduled. We might wait to hit Indianapolis and St. Louis and Nashville in June. But that's subject to change. I mean, I just found out about that today. But we're really looking forward to hitting the East Coast again. We had a lot of good luck in New York City, and can't wait to get back there. And yeah, a lot of hours in the van.
I've been listening to some of the music of your previous bands, Dusu and Jump Rope Girls.
Yes.
They're a very distinctly different sound than the sound that you create with the Burden Brothers. Is there any particular type of direction you like or prefer with your music, in terms of electronica or hard rock or blues? Or
I would have to go with the full-on rock band. Me, personally, I found more freedom in that. Playing with these guys can pull off a ballad and a blink of an eye play just a barn-burning, thrashed-out rocker. And I'm digging the versatility of this band probably more than any other musical endeavor I've been a part of, only because Jump Rope Girls was kind of just a little side project, sort of ambient thing to do that was a response to at the time there was a lot of Dallas bands that way too much testosterone, and I was into more of a Brian Eno sort of My Bloody Valentine kick, but too much of that tends to wear on me too. So I think with both Dusu and Jump Rope Girls, I really looked forward to how versatile the music could be. And once things started getting a little bit more by the book, it didn't have as much of a charge, but I'm not saying that they weren't versatile, but I think with this band, everyone gets older and has been through some stuff, and it's a little easier to pull it off without too much effort.
Mm-hmm. You've been through some stuff yourself. Looking through your bio here, you had open-heart surgery in the 90s?
Yeah, I had a couple of open hearts.
Has that impacted your ability to play or tour?
Well, I'd say for the most part, I'm about as recovered as I could ever be, as I could ever hope to be. And again, you know, playing with these guys, you learn a lot about yourself and your kind of quality of life or your lifestyle. And I'm not saying that being in a van for 10 hours and then doing a radio interview and then playing a rock show is a good, healthy thing, but I haven't been in better shape in my life. And I think, silly as it sounds, if you really devote yourself to what you want to do in life, I don't know, your health kind of backs you up, I've found. And maybe the road and the just playing rock shows has just sort of built up the immune system. I don't know, but I feel freaking great. I haven't felt more alive than I do on stage or when I'm at home grilling. But yeah, when I'm in rock mode, you know, I sometimes wouldn't mind playing another set. It's just, it's too much fun. Very fortunate.
How did you hook up with Vaden and Taz?
Dusu played a bunch of shows opening for the Toadies. And when we would, you know, our band would get along great with those guys, and they just treated us dynamite anytime we played with them. So it was always fun. And over the years, you just, you know, I don't know. I guess that's kind of our relationship. I always saw Taz with the Reverend Horton Heat, and just, you know, huge fan of his drumming. And before I was able to get in the clubs legally, and Rizzo, our other guitarist, he was in a band called Clumsy, and I'd see him out at the bars, or I'd go check out his band from time to time. And I didn't know he was in the Burden Brothers, and we were hanging out at a restaurant one day, and he just said, "We need a guitarist for a West Coast tour," and went to stop by, and Vaden gave me a ring and went in there, and we just banged out a couple of tunes, and I didn't really know any songs, and just, it felt really good. So they invited me on board and had two rehearsals, and then we jumped on a bus and started touring.
Now, you guys are all currently residing up in the North Texas area, up around Dallas, Fort Worth, correct?
Yeah.
The Toadies have had a huge following here in Texas, and with the new band, I'm wondering if people, when you're touring on the road, if they make that connection. I know here in Austin they certainly do, but does it click for people on the road?
Yeah, we'll hear that here and there. There was a I got to tell you this one story. We drove about 8 to 10 hours just in all these snowy mountains, and finally got to Johnson City, a place we'd never played before, opening for Breaking Benjamin. And we hit the stage, and the crowd was just killer. Just loved it, and we had a blast. And we were by the merch booth after the show, and this guy comes up to Vaden and says, "I hope you don't get offended, but you sound exactly like the guy from the Toadies, and I'm a huge Toadies fan." And so Vaden told him, "Well, I'm the guy. You know, I sing for the Toadies." And his mouth just slowly dropped. It seemed like 30 seconds that it just hit the floor. You can see it sometimes in the crowds. People get it, especially if we play like a Toadies song, like "I Come From the Water." But I'm pretty impressed that they're, you know, I see people recognizing "Beautiful Night" and "Shadow" with some of the crowds that we're trying to win over, and so it's good to know that the Burden Brother name is out there and kind of making some waves as well. Because, you know, around Texas, and I've noticed in New York and in Chicago, there's definitely a nod towards the Toadies, and just a bunch of people hoping that we'll dish a couple of those songs out. So yeah, every little bit helps.
Well, this weekend I'll be one of those people hoping to hear a few Toadies songs. So listen, Casey, I want to thank you for taking time out of your downtime. I know that your schedule is really busy. You got the rest of the tour going on, and you got the show at Stubbs this weekend. I want to thank you for stopping by and talking to us about the Burden Brothers. For Club Kingsnake, this is Jeff Berenger reporting.
Everybody is easy. Everybody is strong. Everybody would leave me every time I go wrong.